sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. With just 8 days to go until the election, the candidates are making their final arguments. The latest CBS poll shows the race as close as ever. Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
We're running out of ways to say close, tight, effectively even, because that is where the race stands. Nationally, it's plus one Harris. That's moved around only a couple of points through the whole course of this campaign, but right now it's as tight as it's ever been.
Tim Walz is in Wisconsin today, as is J.D. Vance, who reacted to the outrage over a comedian's comments about Puerto Rico at a Trump rally last night.
We're not going to restore the greatness of American civilization if we get offended at every little thing. Let's have a sense of humor and let's have a little fun and let's go win in 8 days.
Natalie Brand has more.
In Philadelphia, Democrats and Latino leaders slammed former President Donald Trump for comments made by a speaker at his Madison Square Garden rally Sunday.
Those insults are in line with the trajectory of insults to Puerto Ricans by Donald Trump himself.
The backlash is over this controversial joke from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now.
Nicole Skanga has the latest federal bulletin on the possibility of election violence.
The bulletin, published on Monday by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis, assesses that some online forums used by domestic violent extremists are posting threats of violence toward election officials or infrastructure to prevent perceived fraud or to retaliate against it.
The Pentagon said today there are 10,000 North Korean soldiers in Russia, and there is evidence they are moving closer to the border with Ukraine. President Biden called it dangerous. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Aside from that unholy alliance between Russia and North Korea, which of course has got everybody concerned for all kinds of reasons, is whether this is just the beginning of what may be more to come, because North Korea has one of the largest standing armies in the world, 1.4 million soldiers. So really, we're looking at it now and thinking, what does this mean? Maybe not so much in the short term, but what does it mean potentially?
Israel's parliament has just approved a bill banning the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency from working in Israel, despite objections from the U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
They really play an irreplaceable role right now in Gaza, where they're on the front lines getting humanitarian assistance to the people they need it. There's nobody that can replace them right now in the middle of the crisis.
Israel has criticized the agency for years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look, and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice, and then we ran it again, and we got the look we were looking for, and I feel like Jay Reed popped open, and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The only number one hit from the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag on WRJN, although they did reach the top 10 twice more and charted a couple of more times after that. But that was their only number one hit. Here's Tony Orlando and Dawn, and Knock Three Times on WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. Oh, in my silence, I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetest, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
if you're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
These are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Kelly Cruz on his morning show, and she talked about the upcoming First Fridays in downtown Racine.
So November 1st, First Fridays is back for Flannel First Friday. So if you wear your favorite flannel shirt or... heck, you could even wear flannel pants. I don't know.
Flannel pajamas? Is that what you're talking
flannel
about?
Flannel pajamas if you want. I was thinking wear flannel shirts, but hey, yeah. Flannel pajamas or bottoms. But a lot of the stores are going to be giving you some extra specials, some savings. Of course, there'll be live music throughout downtown. Great way to start eyeing up what you're going to be shopping for the holidays. And just First Fridays is always fun.
It is. I love it. Big crowds and everything. Mm-hmm. And you always run into somebody you haven't seen in a while.
Just always.
Don't make it the person you owe money. You know, you don't want to run into that person. They'll say, hey, Don, remember I loaned you $50? Nope. Next.
I think that's what makes the First Fridays event so cool. Because you know you're going to run into people. You don't even have to, plan it. You just say, okay, everyone's just going to First Fridays, and you know you're going to run into people.
It's Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers, AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Presley on WRJN. It was on this date in 1957, after a show at the Pan Pacific Auditorium in Los Angeles, local police told Elvis Presley that he was not allowed to wiggle his hips on stage. The local press also ran headlines saying that Elvis would have to clean up his act. The next night, the Los Angeles Vice Squad filmed his entire concert to study his performance. I guess all that hip wiggling just made them
dizzy. I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. First time that I saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you mine. But it's so hard talk to you with fellas hanging around you all the time. I want you for my sweet pet, but you keep playing hard to get. I'm going around in circles all the time. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never
give me
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. McCarthy is currently in his second term as rep for the 9th. A grain bin accident in Kenosha County resulted in a 30-year-old man being flown to Milwaukee Friday. The victim fell about 25 feet and sustained serious injuries. Officials with Kansasville Fire and Rescue say that the man's injuries were not considered life-threatening. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Lisa Hale has more about a weekend visit in the Fox Valley.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Tommy Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 50s, maybe a storm. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder and breezy on Wednesday. High to the upper 70s. Much colder on Thursday. It's 60 right now.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
folk, and we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, in an often divided world, research revealed the factor Americans feel unifies us the most, and it is food. 84% of Americans say food genuinely has the power to connect people of different cultures and backgrounds.
Do you like good music?
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Having some
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Try to see it my way. Do I have
life is very short and
It's BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer. By the way, speaking of Al Capone and furniture, if you ever get to Philadelphia, you have to visit Eastern State Penitentiary, I think is what it's called. We were out in Philadelphia a few years ago, and we went and visited this. You can it's like a tourist place now. It's not an actual working penitentiary anymore, but you can go visit it. And it's getting kind of decrepit. It's seen better days. It's a little worse for wear now. But there is a cell inside Eastern State Penitentiary that was Al Capone's jail cell, and they have it decked out with all the furniture similar to what he would have had when he was there at Eastern State Penitentiary. And it is a far cry from what everybody, talk about special treatment, it's a far cry from everybody else. Everyone else had, you know, the sink and the toilet and the bed. He had lamps and, you know, bedding on his furniture. He had desk. He had all sorts of things that everybody else didn't have. So go check that out if you're ever in Philadelphia.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. And me, no matter how
how they toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really
on my side. It's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy.